Maddie Kay requested this song specifically.
Don't poke your chest out at me.
Let's go to Tom.
So what's up, Tom?
Hey, Lake, how's it going, man?
I'm good, man. I'm acting a fool.
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I was at the game. It was absolutely electric. I've just been wandering around Target, like, trying to gather my bearings, dude. I'm so hyped.
Hold on. Target the store or Target Field?
Target the store. No, they made me leave. But, no. Target the store. I'm just wandering around aimlessly, man. I'm just in shock because it's just been so long. The last time we won a series was, 2002? I was a senior in high school. I mean, in my adult life, I've never had, like, a championship, and this sort of level of energy going through Target Field was insane. I don't know, man. I kind of fell out with the Twins a bit. I've always been a big baseball guy.
Rewind. How did you fall out with the Twins, Tom?
There was just some years there, some lean years, man, where it was just
lean
tough for
years.
A while, and I just kind of... I don't know. Like, I got into my 30s, and I'd still watch and I'd still root for him, but I just kind of got beat down by it, man, to be honest. And I'm a Wolves fan, and it's a lot out of me every year.
There's only so much the body can take.
Tom, yeah. do me this favor, man. Don't be afraid to get your heart broke, bro. Don't be afraid to love, because if you went into Capitol Grill down here on Hennepin and you bumped into Giselle. And Giselle was all about it, and you knew you were going to get your heart broke.
Capitol Grill?
You still would.
Let the great experiment begin!
Giselle's known,
do it.
Frequent patron of the Capitol Grill on none of them.
Those greedy, Weasley bastards.
He seems more like a Manny's gal to me.
Hello.
General Kenobi.
Get ready to pump it up.
Auto, Charles.
Woo!
Let's go! You like that Jefferson Starship, you big Starship guy?
Of course, who isn't?
You gotta bump up with me. The Twins, 1-1, we're going to the ALCS. We can build this thing together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. It's a beautiful song. Kind of. Ah, nothing's gonna stop us. You like that Grace Slick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Got a little itch in my ear.
She's got range, baby.
Oh. She's got range. In more ways than one. She chased the white rabbit, and nothing's going to stop her now. That's eclectic, is what I call it. That's eclectic musician. All right. Anyways. I probably ran this a little too long. We can pot it down.
I have to remind myself all the time that Starship is an offshoot of Jefferson Airplane. they seem so completely opposite from each other.
Well, there was Jefferson Airplane, which begat Jefferson Starship, which begat Starship.
And then begat the Alan Parsons Project.
Alan Parsons had to do with Starship?
They're somehow connected. I can't remember how.
He's famous for that Sirius song. You like that Sirius?
Yeah.
You lived in Chicago. You ever hear that song?
The Eye in the Sky, baby.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a funky album cover. Welcome to the Clone Cast.
Welcome to the Clone Cast.
May sound a little different today, huh?
Yes.
I'm Tom.
You're Tom. I'm Adam.
Yeah. Now, what we do here is we're watching in chronological order that goddamn Star Wars Rebels show, but not today. Adam here got sick. How you feeling, Adam? You got the COVID.
I'm better now, but I made it 3.5 years. This is my first time with COVID.
Yeah.
How many? You've only had it the one time, right?
I hit it the one time. Did you get any medicine for it, or did you just say, fuck it?
No, I just wrote it out.
Yeah. There's only
like one or two days where it was like bad. And that was just because I had a fever. So you get the like chills, and then I was boiling hot the next time I woke up.
Yeah, those early symptoms suck. I don't know. I took the Paxlovid when I had it. So, I mean, if you get it again, I'd recommend the Paxlovid.
Yeah, I think I took like NyQuil, Sudafed, just over-the-counter stuff. But
okay,
it wasn't too bad. If it got bad, I would have went and got a prescription.
Sudafed. Is your surname originally Drumpf? Remember when everybody thought they were owning Trump by calling him Drumpf? Remember yeah, that?
Those were simpler times. That'll show them.
God, we are just completely different people than we were. I remember we went to the Springsteen concert and we went back here after because you were in town from Chicago. We went to Springsteen at the X and we got home and we watched the Drumpf segment from John
last
Oliver.
Last week tonight, yeah.
And I will say I do enjoy John Oliver, but I don't know if I'd enjoy the Drumpf stuff as much as I used to.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
That's before he got elected. And so it was just like I wasn't completely cynical about politics yet.
Yep.
I still thought like Obama good, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And we've changed completely in that sense. But what we're doing here is we just wanted to get something out to you. And the thing is, like, I got a really busy week. Adam got sick. I got a Twins game to go to with Conspiracy Guy today this afternoon.
I'm thrilled for you guys.
Yeah. Conspiracy Guy, man. He keeps pulling through with these tickets. His boss fucking rules. I got to send this guy a gift basket. Are you kidding me? So he's actually on the way over. Maybe if we're still going when he gets here, we can have a Conspiracy Guy guest appearance. Really quick, you know? Wouldn't that be lovely?
That'd be great.
Yeah, but so you got COVID. We wanted to try Sunday, maybe Monday. It just didn't work out.
It's going to be a heavy episode anyway, the last one. So
yeah, I mean, I got my notes already, and it's the longest notes I've ever had, probably because it's basically two episodes rolled in one. It's very long, and there's a lot to talk about there. So we figured we'd hop on. We'd give you a little bit of that bullshit that you like so much. We'll talk a little bit of Soka while it's still another week from now. I mean, when are we going to release the next episode? I don't know. Maybe we'll release it earlier than next Tuesday or Wednesday, but this is something at least.
We still may have to break it up into two parts, but
yeah, we
can cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, we might have to. Plus, I wanted to use that intro because I went on the radio after the Twins eliminated the Toronto Blue Jays, and I was quite excited. So, that was me, if you couldn't tell.
You are good on the radio.
I got that voice. out with a lady last night. She's like, you know, you do have a good radio podcast voice. Yeah, I guess I do. I don't know.
How'd that go?
Good. Good.
Where do you guys go this time?
This was the first time with her.
You pick a brewery this time or something?
Well, she works over by the West End. She works over by the West End. So I was like, hey, I'll just meet you at like the Yard House or something.
Oh, you go to Punch Bowl Social?
No, we went to the Yard House, sir. We're adults. yeah. No, it went well. There will be a second date. She's originally from Kansas City. So maybe we can pick her brain about them barbecue choices that we're always keen on. I told you they got good barbecue down there.
Is that limiting her cheering for the Twins this week?
No, she's actually like, no, I actually am a Twins fan. She is a Chiefs fan, though, who I'm not going to get into it. But Vikings suck. Hey, I said it at the start of the year. If they're going to suck, just suck right away. And so, like, the apathy can set in. Like, my disdain for that loss was kind of like, nah, I got the Twins later tonight, and the Twins delivered. So they're 1-1 with the Astros right now. Now, I am a firm believer that Texas isn't real. It's not a thing. So all things Texas must go, except for Depressed Kenobi, except for Daryl. All the people we like there, fine.
Yeah.
You're good. We'll liberate you from there once it goes away. But Texas must go away. Texas is not real. It's literally a Six Flag state. Like, I mean, it is where Six Flags is from, but you go there and it's like a clown show of like these things, you know?
Is the original name Six Flags Over Texas?
Is that what it was?
I thought so.
That must have some sort of Six Flags Over Texas. What does that originate from? Is that like, I don't know, was that like some sort of Confederate battle cry?
I think like
Six Flags of the Confederacy.
I'm pretty sure that one of the flags was the Confederate flag.
Hold on. I got to see here. Let's see. Confederate states. I wonder how many states there were. Confederate states. Texas. Okay, well, right off the bat, we're... No, there's more than six. Damn. You want to guess out what they are? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There was 11. You want to guess which? You want to guess some of them?
All the southern states.
Yeah, see which ones you can get.
Is Florida in there?
No. Oh, wait. Yeah, it is. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Oh, you're on fire.
Did I say Texas?
You didn't know. We already said it anyways. You already knew that one. You're up to six.
Tennessee.
Six of the 11.
Did I say Tennessee already?
You said Tennessee. You're missing some obvious ones, man. I mean, good
Lord. Oh, Mississippi. Yeah. Alabama.
Yeah.
Louisiana.
Yeah. One more. One more that's just blatant. Just blatant. Just the aw shucks capital of the world, man. Suey.
Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Oh.
And you got the last one. Where was the capital? The capital. The fake capital. Where was it?
Oh, Virginia.
There you go. Wow, you're a history buff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Kansas isn't one of them? I thought Kansas would have been in there.
Nah, Kansas, they're woke. They voted down the abortion stuff. Nah, I'm just kidding. Texas is fine, but I do hate the fucking Houston Astros and putting them down. They have made the American League Championship Series 7 years in a row.
Oh, my God.
So if we were able to eliminate them and take that away from them, I would be quite pleased.
So you're going today. Are you going tomorrow?
It's up in the air. We don't even know what time the game is tomorrow. It's technically at 1 right now, but God bless the Athorian, man. If the Orioles fall tonight, it may get moved to the night because the Orioles would then be done. So you may want to do a wellness check on him. I've been busy, but I signed on with him on Xbox last night and he was watching the Raiders game, so that always goes well. If they won, you just might want to send him a message like, hey, how you doing? Hanging in there. But really, let's root for the Orioles.
I was going to say, so have you been checking in on him with the Orioles? And how are the Orioles doing? Because I haven't been paying attention.
Okay, so there's 8 teams remaining in the Major League Baseball playoffs. The Orioles are down 2-0 in their series to the Texas Rangers. And they lost both games at home. So they now go to Texas in a 5-game series. So they literally have to win out. They have to win 3 games to move on. So, I mean, they're not done, but they have to pull their heads out of their ass and play with some real authority here. The Twins, they won game 2 against Houston in Houston. So now we retook home field advantage. So there's 3 games left in the series. It's knotted at 1, and we got the next 2 at home. So we have a chance if they do what I think they're capable of doing. To close out the Houston Astros in the next 2 games. We got a pitching advantage today. That doesn't mean we're going to win, but if you put the 2 pitchers on paper, I say the Twins would probably win that game.
And what
that
happens?
Doesn't mean they will.
What happens if the stars align and it ends up being the Twins against the Orioles? Are you just going to go radio silence with the Athorian man?
Yeah, we kind of talked about that. Like maybe just not talk to each other for a week or something. If that is the case, if the Orioles do come back, and I hope they do, I'd be happy for them. It's been a rough go as an Orioles fan.
Yeah.
As rough it is as a Twins fan at times, and, well, just sports in general in this fucking state, it's rough being a hardcore Orioles fan. That's tough, man.
Yeah. Bad.
So, but they're young, and I kind of told them last night, hey, man, if I would have told you at the start of the year they're going to go to the divisional series, they're going to win your division, they're going to go to the divisional series and host, first round home field advantage in a playoff matchup. Yeah, man. I think he was like, yeah, you're right. I would be pretty. But that doesn't matter once you're no longer afraid, once you let your heart go and you begin to dream, you dare to dream, that's when you open yourself up.
You're like Jeremy Renner in Endgame. Don't give me hope. Don't give me hope.
Well, if they win today, you're going to see me just like staring into an abyss at Target Field, looking like all my children and wife just turned into dust before my eyes. I'm going to go full Renner on it. Hell, I might even just have a snowplow run over me. I don't know. Just take me out.
I did pull up Wikipedia just to call back to our Six Flags conversation. The name Uh-oh. Six Flags Over Texas refers to the flags of the 6 nations that have governed Texas. Spain, France, Mexico, the Republic of Texas, the United States of America, and the Confederate States of America.
Oh my God. So we weren't even off. Weren't even off. It does have something to do with the fucking Confederacy.
Absolutely.
Well, we don't got those bullshit theme parks here. We got something called Valley Fair. You ever ride that wild thing? Yeah. You like that wild
Although,
thing?
Are they owned by Six Flags? I think there might have been a corporate takeover.
Don't ruin the bit. Of course, a corporate takeover in America? Are you kidding me?
There's only like three companies left.
I know, it's great. Fuck you, Chevron. You go to like, I don't know, Walmart's probably owned by Chevron, or Walmart owns Chevron or something.
Do you remember one of the funniest things that actually is accurate? Do you remember the movie Demolition Man with Wesley Snipes and Sly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
It's a great movie. It's Sandy Bullock.
Yeah.
But one of the like dumb like things I remember watching as a kid
with those ring things.
Oh yeah. But one of the bits in it that I thought was dumb when I was a kid that actually turned out to be true is all restaurants are Taco Bell. And they like in the movie, they're like going to a fancy restaurant and they're like, oh yeah, we're taking you to Taco Bell tonight. And they talk about a like corporate takeover and like all of the restaurants are now Taco Bell. And it's like, that's actually happened.
It's nuts, man. Like it is though. But look, like Taco Bell, they're in like a conglomerate now with what is it, like KFC, Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it's all part of Yum Brands.
Yum Brands, yeah. Yeah, very welcoming. And then like, what does McDonald's own though? Do they own Chipotle? I think they do.
Yeah, they're all part of the same.
And then Burger King.
Entity.
Yeah, Burger King. I don't know what they own, but
they're just doing their own thing.
They got the scraps. They got the scraps, man. They own Mickey's Diner. And we're going to start buying out mom and pop shop. Is Waffle House under anybody's umbrella? Do we know?
I don't know.
IHOP? Or they stay away from the breakfast field?
Waffle House, Perkins, and IHOP just converged into like a monolith.
I'd be very happy about that one, actually, because I could get my Perkins French toast, hopefully. I like IHOP, but I think I stand by Perkins French toast. You for Perkins French toast guy?
Oh, high school me, I'm sure, was on board, but I haven't been to Perkins since then.
What does that maple syrup do to you? Does it get your pancreas struggling?
There's a spike.
Oh, it's fun. Should we talk about my field trip with Conspiracy Guy?
Yes.
All right. He had a line, and I'm going to tell you it, and I wanted to tell you immediately. I wanted to call you at the game and just be like, guess what he just said? Because it was so pure. It was such... We've said it multiple times on this podcast. We love Conspiracy Guy. He's the nicest guy.
He is a better person than the both of us put together.
Combined. We're real. I don't even think I'm like a bad person. I think all things considered, probably a good person. Good to all right, you know?
Yeah.
You too. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
We mean well. But he is like a saint compared to us.
He is like one of the most genuine human beings you'll ever meet.
Yeah, he really is. Okay, so he met me here for the game last week. It was an afternoon game. We drove down there together. And there's three things. We get there early enough that the parking is just great. Phenomenal parking. I'm by Lindsay.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He does have a tendency to just be a bit blowhard and go on. Not Conspiracy Guy, Lindsay Buckingham. But so we get good parking. And I'm about to pull into my spot, and we parked in an outdoor lot because then you don't got to deal with the traffic and getting out of the ramps and shit. If those are bad. It takes like an hour to get out of the ramps. And I'm starting to pull into my lot. He's like, no. Make sure you back in so we can just pull right out. So I backed in. And I was just like, oh, look at it. He's like, I love a good park job. And I was like, me too. Great parking. And we're just really hyped about our parking. It's like a block away from the stadium. We backed in. We could just pull right out.
You just got a Batman out of that space.
Yeah, it's great. It's the best. Definitely pulling that off today, too. We're going to get down there early. But then we're walking. We're trying to find a bar. Like, Poorhouse and, like, all the stuff that's further away from the stadium wasn't even, like, bothering to open yet. Like, I think like Cowboy Jack's and anything like right next to the stadium has like sucked up all the business. So like the loon. So we had to go there. So we're walking around downtown trying to find a spot. And I don't know how the subject of the jeans we were wearing got brought up. And he's like, yeah, these are my favorite pair of jeans. I'm like, me too, man. I wear these jeans. I'll wear them like four or five times before I even watch. He's like, me too, man. And I was like, yeah, man, they're a Target Goodfellow. And he's like, these are Goodfellow too. And he was so excited about the Goodfellow. So we just both like talked for about a block how we're big Goodfellow guys. We love the Goodfellow jeans. Very comfortable.
It's a good brand.
They got the little bit of that stretch. So like if you're a little, you know, if you get a little out of shape, you can still get them in there and they're still comfy.
Yeah.
So we talked Goodfellow jeans, but really the best was we went and, you know, we commiserated at Cowboy Jack's for a while over just things, you know, as a little therapy session. Not a ton to report there, but it's always good to chat with conspiracy guy about life. When we were there, the emergency broadcast system test went off, and I was like, sorry, Maddie, I'm probably going to end up eating your brains here. Did you see that? I was so fucking high, too, that when it hit, I got a little tingle in my toes, and I was like, oh, fuck. For half a second, I was like, oh, my God. If this was 10 years ago, Tom, I probably would have been in a full panic.
The best was the people that were wrapping their cell phones in tinfoil and putting them in the microwave just to make sure.
Well, hey, you know, wouldn't it? I don't know. You would have to have everyone do that, though. I mean, at a certain point, if it's a zombie apocalypse, you know.
Oh, we're all screwed. Yeah.
Yeah, we're all screwed. Like, cool. I would rather just turn into the zombie than get ate alive by one and then turn into a zombie.
100%.
Yeah. Seriously, if you're going to activate these microchips, just hit me with it.
Yeah. Make it quick.
But the line that I was excited to tell you about, it was just pure Maddie K. It's just pure at its best. Just goddamn, he can't be negative. So the national anthem comes up, and it's against the Blue Jays, so Toronto. So they did the Canadian anthem first, and then they did our anthem. It was like a quartet of kids. They're great singers, incredible. Like they were very, very good. But they did like a rearrangement of the national anthem, right? They kind of started slow, and then they crescendoed towards the end. It was a whole thing. It was very good. It was very good.
They put a unique spin on it.
They did, yeah. They did their remix on it, and it was good. And you know, they have great voices. And Maddie K was like, hey, that arrangement just was rough for me. And then he stops himself as he's still talking about it. He's like, but they are so talented. They are so talented. And he's like, just emphatically, just there's the talent is through the roof. And he's doing, you know, when he does this thing with his hands, he's like, the talent's through the roof. But it's just the arrangement, not my style, not my, like, I wanted them to get out there, but they're so talented. And I was just like,
I love him so much.
I just burst out laughing, and he's kind of like, what? And I was like, I have to tell Adam. It's so good. I mean, he's just so pure. He's just a pure soul, you know?
Even
I mean,
in negativity. Even, like, once he experiences a negative thought, he does his best to, like, find some kind of, like, some kind of positivity in it.
We should show him some of the worst movies of all time and just... Wait! Didn't we see X-Men 3 with him? And he's like, I kind of liked it.
No, that was Spider-Man 3.
Okay, well...
He was like, I don't know what your guys' deal was. It was a fun movie.
But yeah, we had a great time, man. We won that series, so we won the wild card series. Now we're in the ALDS. 1-1, man. It's looking good. I'm hyped. I'm not afraid to get hurt.
I'm pumped for you guys. It's gonna be a fun day out there.
It's gonna be great. I have spent like $200 on new merch in the last few days, which is I literally have like 3 jerseys already. But I'm just like, well, I need this one for the game. It's better luck. And I need this hat. Like, just justifying purchases I don't need because I'm sort of being a, you know, little mystic about it. Remember, I'm into the mystic. That's where I am right now.
Yeah.
I'm into the mystic of hopes and dreams. And
love that Van Morrison song.
Yeah, I'm big into the mystic guy.
Well, and it's got a little crisp air today. You could have wore your R2 hoodie.
I mean, I could still.
Yeah.
I went for a run. That's why I'm all sweaty. Going for that run, going for a jog. But yeah, he's on his way right now. I wouldn't be surprised if he just pulls in and saddles up and says hello.
Should we talk about Ahsoka?
Oh yeah, let's talk about. Well, let's do the Sega bass fishing really quick because I
get that out of the way.
Like, we're gonna get through all the numbers that people have lobbed at us so far. So I'm gonna do 2 today. So let's do that.
Enjoy your fishing.
Fishing.
Get a new tournament passport.
Fish.
It's the... Oh, I don't have fish ready. Bass fishing. Sound effect of the week. Damn it, which number was Fish? I have it on the I have it on the regular soundboard, but I don't have it on this one. Oh my god, he just pulled in. He's here.
It's gonna be great.
This is gonna be the best day of our lives. Let's see. I gotta find Fish. Where is Fish? Do you remember which number Fish was?
I don't.
Right now the bondsman is screaming. Him and the client are the most like ardent supporters of Sega bass fishing. I think it's this one, maybe. I think it's
Master.
What the fuck? I don't even remember that one. All right, never mind. I guess we're not going to have Fish. We're going to have to let people wait for Fish. I have to go and lock the door. Hold on 1 second. So we're going to do two. Lesser Zach wrote in, and Lesser Zach is requesting number 76. So, Adam, are you prepared for number one sound effect of episode? I'm calling this episode 218.5. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Reeling.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yep. I like that. The high numbers, man, they deliver more often than not.
Your hypothesis was correct.
Reeling.
Reel in a couple victories, twins. Let's go. We're coming. Okay. And then also the bondsman. And, you know, since we're talking about the bondsman, we should mention ErmasFinlandHouse.com. You can use that promo code CLONECAST. You're going to get 10% off of your checkout. Adam's been there. Adam swears by it.
Also, this weekend, so COVID limited me. I was supposed to go up to Ely. So I was going to swing by. I wasn't able to because COVID got me. But another Clone Castanova did stop by and texted me
Wade?
About it.
Was Wade, it Wade?
Wade stopped by Irma's Finland house, and what he did said he have- it did not disappoint.
Oh, they're visited by one of the four horsemen.
He did say that he got to speak with the lady bondsman.
Oh, Mrs. Bondsman.
Yeah.
Was she like, oh, God, it actually brought in some customers.
She confirmed with Wade that when the bondsman came to her, it was like, This podcast is going to sponsor us. We're going to get so much business. She was like, yeah, right. And then she was like, but like, she was telling Wade, she was like, but you're like the fifth person that's been like, I heard about you guys on this podcast.
Wait, we've had more bondsmen. Let us know. Have you gotten
apparently
more? The bondsman hasn't updated. The bondsman should be updating us this shit. Not going to the Vikings Chiefs game and watching those fucking losers. Anyways, I fucking hate them. They suck so much ass. They're so bad. They're so stupid. Oh, we get a lot of yards. We're very talented. Yeah, you can't even do a fucking fundamentals of holding on to the ball. Oh, anyways, the bondsman wrote in 99. Old Wayne Gretzky. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
Game over.
All right. Game over for the Vikings. That's what I say. You want to get on? He's getting on here. He's coming. What do you got?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, he's got a thing.
Oh,
is this Adam's thing?
Ooh.
It's the Buffett.
Oh, look at the Buffett, dude.
I love that shirt.
That's a collector's item now.
It's super dude.
I think that was like the last Jimmy Buffett t-shirt Margaritaville night in Major League Baseball before the Buff Man passed away.
That's when he was still alive. He was still kicking.
He was still going. We had no idea. He didn't tell us. So. That mic's open if you want to hop on it there. Yeah, that's Adam's mic. I want to rub that thing down. This guy's got COVID.
Does he actually have it?
Yeah, that's why we're doing this quick. Oh, okay. We're going to delay it till next week. I didn't want to get COVID and then not be able to go to the game. You know, so. Yeah, it's a fun time. You hear us?
What if I just surprised you guys and met you down there with COVID?
I think I saw standing room only about $150 only.
Really?
They're high.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Your boss is a legend.
Dude, he's the man.
He's a man.
Freaking man. And he gets excited because I told him how much you've loved the Twins in Minnesota sports and that you go on talk radio and all this. And he's like,
oh, did you play him the thing?
I did. I was playing it for some other people.
It was at the start of this episode. I put the bed under the song you wanted. A song for what was it? Fucking
song for Denise.
Song for Denise. Shred. I picked that and I used it as a bed for my call.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Nice.
Here's the Sega Bass Fishing sound effects of the week, Medicaid.
Reeling!
That's a good one. And then we also have Yeah, that's 76 from Lesser Zach. And Gary M.M. Bonds, ErmasFinlandHouse.com. Use the promo code CLONECAST, sent in 99.
Game over.
Game over for the Vikes, unfortunately, but also game over for those dastardly Houston Astros. I'm feeling it. We got a good matchup today. On paper, I would say the Twins should win.
Dude, on paper. You know I'm a Sonny Gray guy.
You're a big Sonny Gray guy. Sunny days ahead.
Hey, play number 54, Sega Bass Fishing. That's Sonny Gray's number.
You want to do number 54?
Number 54.
Are you hearing him good, Adam?
Yeah. Hey, he's a little quiet.
I would get a little closer to the mic.
You got
to
talk right.
Oh, now you're good.
You got to make love to that mic.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
You lick that thing.
Yeti at home.
Did we already do 54?
We could. We might have.
Oh, wait. No, we got it right here. All right. This is 54. For the sun man. The man of the sun.
Hey!
Yes! Yeah! We're coming! We're going to fucking win!
No way we're losing now, baby. No way we're losing now.
I should put this on my phone, and every time he racks up a strikeout, I should just
hey!
Go...
Hey!
You bastard!
Oh. I was going to make a sign that said Nepo Babies and then put an X through it, and then I was going to do something like... Shitty astronauts and put it next to her, or Texas isn't real. I don't know. I'm really on this Texas isn't real thing right now. Okay. So I don't know, Maddie, you might not have a ton on this. We're going to talk about Ahsoka quick before we get out of here.
All good.
Yeah.
I'll hang out, but I'll be quiet. I'll keep real Ahsoka over here entertained.
Conspiracy okay.
You want to maybe bring her in the backyard for me so we can get her to go potty?
Absolutely.
You know, see if she does something out there. You can have a few heaters.
Love you, Maddie.
Love you, too.
He's the best.
He's the greatest.
All right. Well, that was a fun guest appearance. All right, Ahsoka. We'll talk about it. I mean, I would say if you're at this point of the episode, you haven't seen it yet, I will probably bring this to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Would be my guess, because I got to get a shower and then we got to get out of here. So, okay. So season one finale in the books, your thoughts.
Oh, it was great. I do think it suffers from just too few episodes. I don't know why there has to be a reason for why Andor had 13, 16. Andor had like, oddly lot of episodes.
I don't know. Maybe it's because the character of Andor is more finite than the character of Ahsoka at this point.
I don't know. But like, same deal with Mandalorian is like, what, 8-10 episodes? Like, I just didn't know why Andor had like so many and Ahsoka and Mandalorian have so few.
I don't know. I think that was kind of one of the rewarding things about Andor. It was a slow burn.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot to unpack with that particular show and where they're going with it.
But it sucked. Like, I felt like Ahsoka could have used like 2 or 3 more episodes.
I mean, yeah. My one complaint is like, Ray Stevenson did a great fucking job. I'm sorry. That is an absolute ball drop. An absolute ball drop on the finale. All you see is just him for, it was a cool 5 seconds, but that's all we got.
That was the other thing that I thought was, like, just took me by surprise there was like, I don't know, 10 minutes left of the episode. And I realized like, we haven't seen Shin or Baylan once.
Yeah.
Like I had no idea what was going on with those two. So yeah.
I guess as a whole, like I loved Baylan Skoll. I thought he was a great character. I mean, you had to have more of him in that. That's a fail. I'm sorry. I love the finale. I enjoyed it a lot, but that was a miss.
It's possible. Like, maybe they did have more, but then once Ray Stevenson kicked it, they did some creative editing and stuff.
They were in post-production, though, once. I mean, he had filmed all his shit.
I know, but still, like, they could have edited him out to, like, put the, like, stress more on Ahsoka and less.
So you think maybe they'll go back and, like, grab him? Like scenes that they didn't use that they were going to use, but they cut for that purpose.
Maybe. I don't know. But maybe they were just like, oh, well, let's put more focus on Ahsoka and Sabine and less on Shin and
give you this big teaser here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. The fun thing is, though, I mean, it's pretty clear where we're going with this. We're going to Mortis, which is exciting. And I don't know. Well, first, let's get back to Shin. I'm really curious what they're going to do with Baylan. Are they going to recast him? Do they have stuff that they haven't used that they're going to try to do?
I've heard a lot.
They did that with like Yeah, they did that with Carrie Fisher.
Yep, I saw a lot of.
It didn't work. That like out of all the things that Rise of Skywalker enjoyed, but I did not. It, you could just tell it was like they're taking these little clips and like forcing them to force dialogue into it.
No, I would not. I do not think that'll work. I've seen a lot of people talk about recasting, which I think could be something. Because I mean, Ray Stevenson is so legendary that it's not. It's gonna like stick out every time you see a new actor portray Baylan. I've seen a lot of people online say that Liev Schreiber should like get the part. And I was
actually
see
like,
that.
I didn't see that, but like when I just thought about like, okay, who's a good actor that I feel like could take up the mantle and like looks enough like him, and it's like, yeah, that's the first one that came to mind.
Yep. So he's definitely like on the top of a lot of people's lists.
I mean, the guy can do it all. He's Ray Donovan and he's fucking Sabretooth. You know?
He's sexy Sabretooth.
He's Yeah, I kind of like original X1 Sabretooth because it felt more Sabretoothy. That would be one way. I think they should just recast him.
Yeah,
I don't want to cheapen the character, and I think the best way to honor him and the great job that he did is to find somebody that can also do a great job.
They set it up for I don't know if they were going to give him his own show, but they set this up perfectly as like there's going to be a continuation.
Sure. Yeah, now, I don't know, like, the way we left Mortis, I mean, my girlfriend was gone, but...
Well, and it appears like she still is, because there's no statue of her next to...
No, that is cool that the statue was broken. She was broken there. I mean, she's, I guess her spirit is within the Morai, but I don't know, man, she sacrificed herself for Ahsoka, so I kind of feel like Ahsoka and Sabine are going to end up on Mortis. Like, it's going to be a whole thing. I think that's where it's going. So I don't know.
Well, but is he looking for the father and the son, or is he looking for the mother that is
Abeloth or whatever?
Abeloth, who can, I think there's something in the mythos about her being able to have enough power to destroy the force itself, which is possibly what he's trying to get at.
That'd be interesting. I don't really know.
There's too much lore that I don't know enough about, but
yeah,
the mother is imprisoned somewhere because she is too powerful. And so he could be searching her out to release her to kind of like put an end to all of this light side, dark side stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm kind of, I really have no clue what his plan is, like, get to Mortis. And he wants to go back to the beginning, is what he said.
Yeah. Because
that's kind of like the line he gave to Shin. I mean, I don't know. I'm completely in the dark about what his plans are there. Like, if I was a Force user and I went to Mortis, I would be like, I don't have a plan here. I'm just going to vibe. Like, I'm just going to sit here. I don't know what his plans are.
Well, and we also see, like, Anakin was told by the father that he was supposed to replace him. And it seems like they are playing at a little bit of themes with that, with him reappearing at the end of this. But I think it would be interesting if they started diving more deeply into that type of stuff. Like, everybody is so stoked to see Hayden Christensen, including myself, portray Anakin in this way. However, I do think that if he is supposed to be this balance bringer now, and he is kind of like taking up this mantle as the new father, he has to like reckon with his past as Darth Vader. It's not as easy as just being like, oh, Anakin's back, the big hero. Like, they do need to do stuff to point out, like, he killed millions of people and is responsible for destroying lives. And I don't think he's rectified with that.
No, he hasn't. And if that was his Force ghost in the World Between Worlds, like, he showed both sides of himself.
Yeah.
Like, he showed that anger and that dark side that he challenged Ahsoka with. So a little weird coming from a Force ghost, if that's the case, because usually when I think of the Force ghost, I feel like they're one with the Force and they're at peace. But somehow maybe it was the Mortis stuff that allowed him to transcend that turmoil that he had and become a Force ghost that can manifest to people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. There's a lot of cool ways they could go with it. I don't know what the point of Shin is. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah.
I had hope for the character, but I'm just like, it looks like she was either going to cut them down, but I think looking at it again, she's probably just leading those.
That's what I'm assuming.
She put it up like, hey.
I forget what the name of those guys are, but the like red helmet guys. There's one of them in Force Awakens.
Yeah, there is. They got a big, he's got like a,
Isn't he has like a he has like a manta ray helmet.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks badass. I think there were some similar looking guys in not Fallen Order, but in why am I running out of the Survivor. Weren't there some dudes that had kind of like that funky manta ray helmet?
I never played Survivor. I don't know.
Oh yeah, well, maybe I'm wrong. Someone will correct me if I am. But there's similar helmet, and these guys carried like big gravity hammer type things.
Oh,
big
cool.
Badasses. Yeah. You gotta play that game, man.
But I agree. Like, I don't know what's going on with Shin. I don't know what the plans are, but she seems like a very cool character, and I'm hoping they build that out more.
Yeah. It almost feels like, God, we're just gonna give her our own show or something, yeah. And then we'll develop it. Like,
so Mortis aside, I'm like, it's crazy that like they just basically swap spots with the cast.
Like, yeah, really.
Ahsoka and Sabine and Shin and Baylan are like now on that planet, and
yeah,
Ezra and Thrawn are off.
Yeah, this is like the worst long game of tag of all time. Like, it's just like, yeah, we'll your tag, you're at 10 years. We'll see you in 10 years.
Yeah.
I don't
think
know.
It opens up like seeing Thrawn get to Dathomir with the Night Sisters. It's obvious. So I'm assuming those are just caskets with dead Night Sisters in them. Are you thinking the same thing?
Yes.
The cargo inside of
probably
the Chimera.
Because I'm assuming they're going to res them in the way that Mother Talzin did, or that the way they did with those stormtroopers in this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm assuming
they create an army of fucking ghouls.
Well, zombies. Repopulate Dathomir.
Yeah, but like if they're dead. I don't know. We don't need to get the biology of these risen folk. Like, they got cum and eggs still.
these zombies be fucking.
Yeah. It's just an orgy on Dathomir. I don't know. I feel like getting in bed with those Night Sisters, man.
But he's
toying with Dooku stuff here, man. I think it's going to backfire on him.
But so I do think that this is interesting where everybody talks about like, oh, I'm so happy Filoni's going to erase the sequel trilogy. And I don't think that that's what is going on. I think
he's showing from the Imperial end how things got moving.
One of my favorite parts about Star Wars is even if something is not well received, they kind of find ways to build around it. And I think this is what they're doing, where they're showing Thrawn and this resurrection capability. Like, I think this will play into Palpatine's return. And I think Palpatine will come back in, and like, this is how he gets resurrected. But I think it'll be hilarious is if Thrawn working with the Night Sisters is what brings Palpatine back from the dead and gets him ascended into a level of power. If the first thing he does is just regenocide all of the Night Sisters again.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
fool me once.
I don't know, man. I like if they bring back my favorite lady, a battle res of my, I don't know. I know we talk about it. I'm all for Star Wars characters staying dead.
I know. Ventress had a very poetic death in that novel.
Yeah. That would have been the best Clone Wars arc. It was a great movie.
Yep.
A movie. Book. But yeah, I feel like we did have an Asajj reference though in Ahsoka, which was great. I will say, before we wrap up, I'm very happy that my Morgan Elsbeth prediction came true. Useful idiot. That's what she was. And as soon as it came time for her to get thrown under the bus, the look on her face, it's like, well, what did you fucking think, you moron?
Yeah.
God, the last thing you should have done is go save fucking Thrawn. You don't want to get in bed.
Did you catch the name of her weapon? The blade?
Yeah, the blade of Talzin.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Love that Mother Talzin. Maybe we'll get her back, dude.
Great shout out.
Very odd. Like, when she died, she really didn't, but then she did again with, like, Windu.
Yeah.
You know, in the greatest Jar Jar arc of all time. It's so good. He fucking rules. Queenie. Jar Jar goes to Pound Town. What an arc.
Also, just, I am continually impressed with, I forget the actor's name, but the portrayal of Ezra Bridger.
Yeah.
It's so spot on. It is so good.
I want to get him on the podcast. I know. I think maybe like, because we're going to go on break, but maybe while we go on break, we start like getting the machinations of what else could we do? I mean, we got resistance, but like, it would be fun to have like guests and have, you know, maybe do a break from the episodic reviews and have like an episode where we have a guest on and we talk to them. That would be cool. I mean, that's what normal podcasts do.
He's so talented in the way that he's encapsulated that character.
Yeah.
No, like the way that he's building that lightsaber in talking to Hu Yang. It's great.
No, it's great. Yeah, the little touch with the ring with Kanan with the guard. That was great.
Also, I mean, we like just, and this isn't him, but like the call outs that they're making, like him saying like, oh, the blade emitter's too narrow. And it's like just a callback to like how the blades in Rebels are so thin.
Yep. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he did say, I've only had one student build it like this, blah, blah, blah. And that's really, I do like how they tied that all together. Like the thing is, though, like when we look back and we've been talking about 15 minutes about this finale and we've literally not really talked about the finale all that much.
No,
for me, it was good and it was entertaining and I had a great time. And like the Ahsoka and Sabine stuff was great. Ezra reuniting with Chop. Of course, Ezra puts the fucking helmet on that drama queen, dude. I mean, come on. You didn't have to wear the fuck. He's still a fucking 14-year-old that just loves fucking helmets. The guy loves helmets. He's the biggest helmet fan.
I was so puzzled by that when he came walking off. I was like, why is he why is he dressed to the nines? He has no reason to do this.
Like a random TIE fighter is going to fly by. That guy's not wearing his helmet. And then shoots him out of the sky. Like, I don't fucking know. He did ride a pumpkin boy. That was fun.
Yes, he did.
But no, of course he wears the fucking helmet. I was just like, you gotta be fucking kidding me with the helmet. I mean, I think that is just like a Filoni tongue-in-cheek joke. Because as we know, the kid loves his fucking helmets. Yeah. And he's been literally hanging out with a bunch of like like infant turtles for the last 10 years. So I don't think Ezra has done much adulting, quote unquote.
Those guys are the breakout stars of the Ahsoka series.
The nutty, yes. They drive in little shells. I don't know. I enjoyed it, though. I don't want people to think I didn't enjoy it. I just think it was lacking in critical areas
for me.
With characters that you've been building out for 7 episodes. And
great duel, though. Great lightsaber fight.
Oh, yeah. It was great. Yeah. I don't know. I'm glad Elspeth's gone. That was great, dude. It was just the perfect comeuppance for her.
Yep.
God. Fucking pure. Man. I don't know. Any final thoughts on it? I mean, I'm sure we'll talk about it maybe more next week. And
yeah, no, I'm
the Rebels finale kind of, as you'd mentioned before, they retconned it a little bit, but they did a live action shot of like the last thing we see in Rebels.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next. We did get the Mandalore reveal that it was after the Battle of Endor that Mandalore got kind of purged. And apparently people are saying that it's part of Operation Cinder that was in the Battlefront game campaign. Kind of the Emperor's like dead man switch, which is purging a bunch of different planets. So Sabine's family's completely gone. And I think that was a justifiable reason why Ahsoka didn't want early learning the Force.
Yeah.
It's because Sabine was just going to use it to take vengeance.
Well, she's got it now, but I also felt like there was some real growth in her character once she got it. I think she had to have that growth moment for her to actually tap into it.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's what it was. I mean, I don't know. It is interesting, though, because like Hu Yang said, I mean, she is the least force adept Padawan he's ever seen.
Yep.
But as we know, like the Force is in all living beings. So if you can tap into it.
Yep.
So I'm definitely going to be pushing some fly balls back towards the infield when the Astros are hitting today. That's my plan. Yeah, just seeing me. You just see one guy, like everybody's got their hands on his, like, no, he smoked it. I'm just, just drops. Oh man, put that on the sizzle reel. That's why I love the Clone Cast. We'll bring back a sound effect we haven't used in a year because that looked funny to me. Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't got anything else. I got a shower. We got to get out of here. We got to go get that fucking parking again, man. I'm backing in. Gonna put on the Goodfellows. We're gonna have a Goodfellow time.
All right. A
couple Goodfellows. Okay. So I don't know when we're gonna record the actual episode. I would guess. I mean, at the latest, it'll come out on its regular Wednesday next week. Maybe before. We figured we wanted to get you something, though, and still talk about Ahsoka while it was topical. So
yep.
We're committed to the bit. Okay, Adam, any final thoughts? Anything you want to say?
No, just thanks for being with us. Sorry for my COVID delay.
That's fine. We can do the thing. Okay, I'm ready for it once it loads. I fucking hate remote. All right, Adam, where can listeners reach us?
Send us an email. We are clonecastpod@gmail.com. You can reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, @clonecastpod.
Yeah.
Reach out if you want to join the Discord. We'll send you that link right away. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for using promo code CLONECAST at Irma's Finland House for all your Scandinavian needs.
I woke up in a sack! I just thought of that.
Thanks for being with us. Thanks for the support. Love all CLONECAST Novas. Until next time, may the COVID-19 be with you.
You ever hear the tragedy of Crispin's Day?